I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. We have reached the month of March, and for the DNR, it's time to talk to you. And we'll talk about the upcoming sportsman sectional meetings in West Virginia right after this. In West Virginia, wildlife is for everyone, and the West Virginia DNR works to keep it that way. Every year, West Virginia's Division of Natural Resources manages thousands of acres of public land and water, ensuring the future of our great natural resources in the Mountain State. Our state is a haven for all species of wildlife, game and non-game, and draws thousands each year to enjoy our rich outdoor heritage. When you buy a hunting or fishing license or take a stroll in our forest to view wildlife, you're enjoying what the DNR has made possible. The West Virginia DNR, working to ensure wildlife is for everyone. Every March, by law, representatives of the DNR have to stage meetings with sportsmen across the state to gain your input into the programs that they are proposing. The proposed changes to bag limits, season dates, and management regulations were recently unveiled to the Natural Resources Commission by the biologist team. Now you get to comment on them.
Our sectional meetings are always held in March. This year they're going to be held on March 18th and March 19th. They'll be distributed across the state. The locations will be across the state. We really do look forward to these meetings every year. It provides an opportunity for sportsmen and women and landowners and others that are interested in our fish and wildlife management programs to come on out and visit with us.
That's DNR Assistant Chief for Game Management, Paul Johansson. The meetings with sportsmen are critical to the decisions made ultimately by the Natural Resources Commission.
I can tell you that we take those meetings very seriously. We attempt to record as much of the information as we possibly can and as accurately as we can, that is the comments and concerns that we hear, and we convey those to our Natural Resources Commission. Commissioners take those, I can tell you this for sure, Chris, our commissioners take those comments from the public very seriously.
The proposals are made with scientific data to back up their suggestion, but Johansson says it's also important to remember they hunt and fish too.
Hunting and fishing is near and dear to just about everybody on our staff in DNR, and we have a vested interest in what's going on with our programs because we are hunters and we are anglers.
There are vast changes proposed for bear season this year, a few slight changes for deer, and a proposal that would lift the catch and release restrictions on black bass at Stonewall Jackson Lake. You can check out all those online at the DNR website.
We've got our information up there, our proposed regulation changes involving our hunting and trapping regulations and as well as our fishing regulations. This year, a slightly different twist to what folks might have expected in the past, and we're also recommending some regulations that deal with amphibians and reptiles. So it should be an interesting slate of regulations for folks to take a look at and come out and visit with us on. But yeah, all those proposals are posted up on our website.
And again, the meetings are March 18th and 19th. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.